I wanted to talk just really briefly about my role as an instructional designer. I'm really fortunate to work with a lot of very hardworking faculty from across the university. And I have a lot of really neat ideas of what I would like to see included in courses or how to design learning. And if it's really not what the professor wants or needs, then there's no point doing it. So sometimes what I think might work and what actually does end up getting designed are two very different things. I'm really fortunate to get to work with faculty like Michael, who are open to trying something new and working with me to design what kind of vision that I have with the ideas that I have. What I find is that, you know, as instructional designers or learning designers, we're extremely creative people because we're always trying to bring so many different perspectives and pieces together, from technology to education to learning management systems to neat tools to thinking about what might be the best for learning design or what the learners need or what the faculty member needs to what the professor needs. You're bringing together a lot of very malleable pieces, and to do it well, it's sometimes kind of difficult to navigate, right? And so how do you meet the needs of faculty who may not realize that they need you, who may not really want to work with you? Because sometimes that happens as well. And so, you know, I think we have to do our best, and we are constantly offering ideas and offering suggestions in hopes that we're going to have a really amazing learning experience for the students at the end, and that experience will be manageable for the professor and something that they want to continue doing. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the design for the study abroad course that I worked on with Michael, and then the virtual study abroad course that we worked on. So the first one that we designed was for a study abroad course in Jamaica in 2020. And we use WordPress. So we have an install of WordPress at the University of Saskatchewan. And I created a website for him, and we didn't do formal modules. What we did is we stocked that website with resources that students could use. We included things like short lecture videos that Michael created and recorded on very specific topics, just a few of those. And we added media, added readings, we added, you know, lists of videos that students might want to watch. We added music that they should be listening to from the country that they may or may not have heard already. And there was a lot of room for students to navigate and sort of learn and choose what they were interested in focusing on for their learning experience. The other piece that we created also in WordPress was a shared reflections website for students, so that rather than just submitting their writing to the professor, they were submitting the reflections to the whole class. And so as a class, they were sharing their experiences of what they were learning and what they were writing. It wasn't quite as structured as the discussion posts in an LMS. Everybody was posting, and students had the opportunity to go and read and see what other people were writing and what their experiences were, and they could comment, and the professor could comment as well. And so those reflections were really, I think, a really good example of building that online community that's needed. So the other really interesting thing that we did was we designed some assessment pieces for students to use to place the onus on them to self-assess their learning. What we focused on were Indigenous cyclical concepts, and we brought in some university assessment descriptions as well. And so we brought those two together and merged those Indigenous and Western perspectives. And so it was designed to create a conversation between Michael and his students as to how to come up with that grade for those reflections. So really our goal was to conceive an assessment tool that would locate the ownership of the assessment with the learners. And that's really consistent with adult and experiential learning theories and also Indigenous epistemology. For the virtual study abroad course, we use the LMS as the foundation for our course. And what I did with Michael is what I call a rapid synchronous course design. And so we spent a couple of weeks working together to design really short, succinct modules that are basic shells. And from those shells, students kind of have an idea of what should be expected for that day. And then they'll meet online in a synchronous Zoom session. and they'll get together and discuss and learn that way as well. And so a rapid synchronous course design, it takes less time, but it kind of gives you the structure of a course that sometimes I think is needed. So we did that. And again, we included things like readings, required readings, and suggested media. There's a lot to learn in the media and the music and the popular culture of a country. That's really important. So we again did the shared class reflections, and students were posting to another WordPress site